smuggling, illegally taking things into or out of a country. We hear stories about smuggling all the time, smuggling drugs, cash, weapons, diamonds. But one of the biggest categories of items smuggled is a little bit more exotic, so to speak. Animals.
Earlier this year, a suitcase was intercepted in the Philippines that contained 1,500 little turtles that had been smuggled in from China. Their estimated worth, nearly $90,000.
Were they ninja turtles?
No. Not that was reported, but I don't know. They were apparently wrapped in duct tape and, like, stuffed into shoes and stuff. They're so cute. They were, like, little guys, like the size of a hockey puck.
And also, a man was caught smuggling 70 live birds through JFK in hair rollers.
And just a few weeks ago, there was this big bust in the Philippines. A man was caught trying to smuggle 750 tarantulas, estimated value around $6,000, in a box of cookies.
By the way, I'm not going to eat cookies now.
Right? Spider cookies?
Imagine opening a box of Girl Scout cookies.
How would you get over that?
And a bunch of tarantulas pop out.
That's not a thing you can get over.
No, I'm done. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, animal smuggling. The market for animal smuggling is actually pretty new, but it's gotten really big, really fast, and it's having a major impact on species survival and on the planet's whole ecosystem.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Gemini, the regulated exchange, making it easy to add Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to your portfolio, protecting your investments with oversight and state-of-the-art cybersecurity. Open a free account at Gemini.com/indicator. Support also comes from Fundrise, the future of real estate investing. Access private market real estate projects from high-rises in D.C. to multifamily apartments in L.A. Get your first 3 months of fees waived at Fundrise.com/indicator.
Sergio Enriquez is with the International Union for Conservation of Nature in London. He and his colleagues spend a lot of time trying to address animal trafficking and on intercepting smugglers. Sergio himself specializes in spiders and scorpions.
So how do you feel about spiders?
I feel great.
I only ask because I feel like I have mixed feelings about spiders. Am I looking at them in the wrong way?
People feel that an arthropod life, being an insect life or a spider life, isn't as valuable. So we don't appreciate its right to live as much. But I don't think cuddliness or fluffiness should be a criteria for conservation.
What do you do when you see a spider in your apartment?
Recently, I found one in my bedroom. I give it a drink.
Put out a little bowl of water for it?
Yes, I did, because I knew the spider was dehydrated, so she was very happy. She was a female. She was very happy to drink from it. I thought about, you know, should I find an insect and give it food? But it looked well enough. Put it outside. It went on its way, and I think it's doing well now.
How do you recognize when a spider is dehydrated? Like, was she training for an upcoming fight or something like that? And it's like, hey.
Water break.
Yeah, a quick water break.
Man, being a spider in Sergio's apartment is good.
Yeah.
Being a spider in my apartment, less good.
We wanted to talk to Sergio about the cookie box seizure, the 750 tarantulas, which were worth, apparently, $6,000.
Is this something that happens? Like, people that many people want spiders as pets?
Yeah. And we know this happens, like, daily. Not only with spiders, though, but, you know, with scorpions as well, centipedes, beetles, butterflies. There's a whole range of animals that people, if there's an interest in buying them, people will find a way to get them. For me, it's like business as usual.
Yeah. How big is this market? Is it like multi-million dollars a year?
Yes. Worldwide, yes. Definitely into the multi-millions. I mean, valuable specimens can easily go into the thousands. So a seizure of a few, let's say 20 tarantulas, we can seize 20 spiders, and that value is already in the thousands of dollars.
It is estimated that the animal smuggling market is worth about $20 million a year. Call that today's Planet Money indicator, $20 million, or $20 million-ish dollars. We don't really know because animal smuggling is illegal.
Sergio says animal smuggling has grown astronomically in recent years for a couple of reasons. First, deforestation and development has made even really remote areas much more accessible to people. So species that used to be extremely hard to get to are now far easier to catch.
Second, Sergio says the internet makes it much easier to sell the animals, using everything from Facebook to specialty sites to chat rooms, and to find buyers in all places and at all price ranges.
Sergio says one of the most smuggled animals on Earth is thought to be abalone. It's a sea snail that lives mainly off the coast of South Africa. It is apparently very tasty, kind of a gourmet thing. Also, the abalone shell is really beautiful and strong. The abalone is protected, but there's just still a huge trade in it. That's why it's smuggling.
That's why it's gotten
so popular in the smuggling market.
Yeah, another one of the most smuggled animals is the pangolin. It sort of looks like an armadillo, and it's covered with these big scales that are thought to have magical properties. And the pangolin is sort of popular in, like, what would you call it?
Homeopathic medicine.
And as a result of smuggling, the pangolin is now endangered.
When it comes to insects, Sergio's specialty, they are typically caught for a few different reasons, sometimes as pets, but there are a lot of other reasons too.
Some people want them for display, so they're thin, they're dried. Maybe you've seen them. Sometimes I've seen shops.
With the insect displays, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Some people will kill the spider and put them in a sort of plastic, and then they just have them as a keychain. Sometimes in Asia, they're fried and used as a snack or as a sort of a tourist gimmicky thing where people will take an Instagram photo of them eating a tarantula and then just throw the body away. So the animal is actually wasted after all those years growing, after all those efforts, and then it's just nobody eats it.
Sergio says the most popular insects to smuggle tend to have three major characteristics.
It's like a combination of factors, usually being big, being colorful, and being rare. It's like some of the things people look for. If it combines all three, then yeah, prices skyrocket.
So a lot of butterflies, some beetles, and the emperor scorpion.
Yes, it's this big black scorpion from West Africa. It's like the size of your hand. Sergio says people like them as pets because they look so terrifying. But apparently, according to Sergio, they're pretty, like, gentle little guys.
And as far as spiders, the red-kneed tarantula, which is found in Mexico, is really popular. It's a large tarantula with red and yellow stripes on its legs. And Sergio says that the red-kneed tarantula is also now threatened.
Is smuggling partly responsible for them being at risk?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Really? Because it seems like it would be such a small dent, you know what I mean? Something like deforestation seems like I could see how that would put a species at risk, but smuggling, it's got to be pretty little, like a couple hundred spiders.
If there were only a few hundred, I can see how that would be fairly sustainable, but the numbers are much higher, actually.
Really?
We're talking about a few thousand every year. But the thing is that the spiders were studied, the red knees one, they take decades to grow. They wouldn't grow in a year or even two. They take decades to become adult and even being able to breed. So if you say, let's say we harvest out of a good colony, this is a healthy colony, and they have 100, right? They have 100 specimens spread about this little spider town, if you will. And you take half of their numbers, that city, that spider colony won't bounce back very quickly.
And what's the problem with an insect becoming extinct?
Yeah. Well, that is the million-dollar question, so to say. That is the same question people phrase about all sorts of things going extinct.
Yeah.
So if we were to disappear as humans, the Earth would do pretty well without us. Actually, it probably would do better than it's doing now. If you were to remove spiders, however, the world wouldn't last very long. Not as we know it. It wouldn't last long at all. The number of insects they eat every single day is just astronomical. If that predation didn't exist, a new balance would have to be reached, and the number of insects would just explode. And then, of course, another predator had to take over, and then we'd be filled with that. So you see, so we're messing with this very delicate balance and not being completely aware, or not aware at all, of what the consequences will be.
Sergio says that the animal smuggling trade seems to be getting bigger all the time. So he and his team try to track the people that they suspect of selling smuggled animals, for example, by watching online vendors. And they also educate buyers about where they should get animals and how to avoid buying animals that have been smuggled. But he says even a lot of pet stores have illegally harvested animals because so many people just don't know.
The problem we often face is that pessimism takes hold of most people working in the field. We see too many destruction, species appearing too quickly, and we feel helpless to do anything about it. But as I see it, as long as we try really hard, I'm okay with failing really well.
So you're trying really hard.
Yeah, that's all I can do, really.
If you want to buy a spider, or really any animal, Sergio says, you should ask for the documents that show it was captive bred.
What do you think, Cardiff? Should the indicator get a red-kneed tarantula? Should we have a mascot?
As long as it doesn't come in a box of cookies. Right.
Deal.
Also, no.
Also, no.